Episode 718, Are You Buying Into False Promises?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, ladies. I pray that you are thriving this holiday season. Happy Hanukkah for those of you who are celebrating Hanukkah. And for those of you who are with family still and you're like, can they just go back to school? Take a deep breath. They'll be back before you know it, and then it will be summertime, and you'll be like, where did the time go? And we'll be here a year later, 2017, doing the same thing over. It's girl chat time, though. It's Wellness Wednesday, and kind of an important day, honestly, if you think about it. Over the holidays, we tend to what? Indulge. And I've got to raise my hand. I am guilty as charged. I have had a few things that I don't normally have. I didn't overdo it, but I know I took in some things that I probably shouldn't have. So with Wellness Wednesday, it's a great way for us to kind of restart where we may have left off a week or two ago. One thing we're chatting about today is, are you buying into false promises? And we're going to go a little bit deep into that. But before we do, we have to give a huge shout out and a warm welcome to all of our wonderful new family members. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. We do a lot of simple here. We really try because our lives are very complex already. I mean, as a mom of five, CEO of our own business, I'm the CEO of the household, then I've got to take care of the hubby too. I love him to death, but he needs his wife, not as a mom, but as his wife, to support him and love him where he's at. And all of that takes energy. And we get energy from how we take care of our bodies. And so on Wellness Wednesday, we're talking about a time to focus on the mechanics of our lives, the nutrition and the fitness part. How do we make it all work and come together cohesively? Over the next week or so, your inbox and social media feeds and also your online and traditional commercials, they're going to be constantly reminding you of the doubts you've had regarding healthy eating and exercise. You've probably already seen a few of them. And in fact, maybe even more. I mean, even in Facebook, it's amazing what comes up in my feed. I'm like, can you guys just go away? I don't want to see this right now. The habits that you tried to create but failed at, those are the things that they're reminding you of. Like, ha, 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 told you you weren't going to make it. And it just what? Ignites those false pretenses that you have in your own mind. But I want you to put that aside for the moment. We're going to come back to that on another episode and talk about what you want to change. And I know I don't talk about much of putting things on the back burner. We really want to bring them to the forefront and hone in on something. But this one, I want you to put to the back burner. I don't want you to think about all what's being thrown at you, what's in your inbox, your social media feeds, those commercials. Even on Netflix, I mean, you should see what comes up. When I watch the kids, I'm like, what are you watching? And they're, you know, beginning something new. And I look and I'm like, really? They're talking to my child about this? What kind of commercial is this? It's about weight loss or eating healthy or, you know, different meal programs that can come directly to your home, whether it is to lose weight or whether it's to eat healthy or eat more cleanly or to make it easy where you don't have to think anymore. Can you believe everybody else is doing your thinking? But like I said, we're putting that on the back burner today. What I want to chat with you about is, are you buying into false promises? Not the promises made in those commercials or even your favorite workout program. I'm referring to those false promises you make with yourself. It's those self-proclamations, those agreements you make this time every year. Or maybe it's every 2 weeks, every 6 months, every 9 months, wherever you are. Right now, are you buying into your own false promises? You see, our greatest failure comes from where we don't acknowledge our true reality. We seem to think we know it all and we can do it all. We're number one, indispensable, and at times we kind of act like we're immortal. Carrie Fisher died today as I'm recording this episode. And for those of you who don't know, she played Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movie. At 60 years old. Here it's Wellness Wednesday. And a woman that is 60 years old who dies of a heart attack. Ladies, we got to take care of ourselves. We may have everything at our disposal, but only one person can care for you. And that's you. If you're married and your hubby got you a Christmas gift, he can't buy you a Christmas gift for you to take care of yourself. Oh yeah, he can get you that massage, or he can kind of sort of give you a gym membership that maybe you sort of asked for, but really he wants you to have it more than you really want to use it. And so it's kind of a compromise because you want it, but you know, it's one of those weird things. It's an awkward moment. But then it just goes in the drawer for another year and nothing gets done. Or maybe you visit there for about a month and it's fun and it gets old and life happens and it fades away. How long do you want to be here on earth, healthy and well, being able to fulfill the dreams that God has for you? Now, this isn't about a morbid episode. I promise you, it's not that. But you see, our greatest failure comes from where we don't acknowledge our true reality. Our mind likes to play tricks on us. Hence, we're buying into our own false promises, the declarations that we make for ourselves. I'm going to work out at least 20 minutes a day, and I'm starting on Monday, January 2nd, because I want to celebrate Sunday, January 1st. Oh, and of course, December 31st, right? We begin to reason everything out and all sounds great. You already have it planned and maybe you already bought your workout program, or you're going to use that workout program that was so awesome 2 years ago. And you're like, I'm doing that because I know I got results. Are you buying into false promises? Those promises that you're going to do this, but you let it slide when you don't meet your own demands. How is this really serving you? Have you gotten to where you really want to be? Way back when I wanted to first lose weight, of course, pregnant or nursing for 10 years, that put a lot of wear and tear on my body. And I was a cow, and I felt like it. I mean, when you can produce milk and you can pump 16 to 18 ounces in one sitting, I don't know what other better description of a female than a cow. I mean, I felt like it. Now, it was a blessing. Don't get me wrong. I don't necessarily put that down on me, okay? However, after I was done having my five babies and no longer nursing them, that idea of a cow continued to stay with me. It was much deeper than just being able to give and produce a good wellness for my child. Milk for them. The best thing they could ever have in the world was my milk. But now that I was done giving it, well, ultimately I kind of adopted that title of a cow. And when I wanted to lose that weight in between the pregnancies, I was able to. Oh yeah, I did those workout things. I did a lot of different ones. And some of them I was successful. I never got back, however, to my original first pregnancy weight, right before I got pregnant with our very first child. I always added on about another 10 or 15 pounds. Well, over five pregnancies over 10 years, that ends up a lot. After I'd given birth to our fifth child and I'd stabilized, was done nursing and all of that, my weight kind of began to balance out at over 210 pounds. You know, give or take. I could have been 218 some days, 212 at another day, 215 another day. It just depended on my body. So it was just easier for me to think in my mind I was over 210. It got to the point where I would never get on the scale again until a dreadful day happened. Well, it's not about that dreadful day. Because you see, it was all before that dreadful day. I tried to master every move. I bought the food programs that promised me that I would lose 10 pounds in a month. Maybe even 30 pounds in a month. I'm like, okay, I'm in. Sign me up. I got on auto ship. And yeah, I lost weight, but I also gained it all back. The key to me to losing weight and keeping it off was surrender. Surrender. That is your kiss. Surrender the moment to God. You see, you know I was a controlling freak. I called myself a freak. I know I did, but think about it. That's one way for me to laugh about it now. I wanted everything what? Perfect. I wanted everything in place. And if it didn't work out, I had a reason for it. If I couldn't go work out, oh, it was okay. It was because of. And if nothing else, I use the excuse, I'm a mom of five. I don't have time. I don't want to be 60 years old like Carrie Fisher and have a heart attack and not be able to play with my grandchildren and see them grow up. I don't want to be like my father who was behind the wheel driving and him having a massive heart attack. And praise the Lord, did not injure himself, but God took him home. I want to be able to be well and healthy so I can live out God's dreams for me. Because I know he's got big plans and I see how it unfolds. He's got big plans for you. But if you're sitting here trying to control everything, it's not going to work. I promise you, it may work for a little while. If you've got this addiction to food, and I'm talking about emotional eating, but even beyond that, you eat just to eat. You don't even know why you're eating. I fall into that trap myself now. Even after going through everything I've been through, I can sit down and eat a whole box of candy if I don't watch out. I'm being serious. You're not alone. But you see, that's me trying to control things. That's how what happens when you're trying to control things. What we got to do is surrender. Surrender the moment to God. Psalms 37, 7 says this. Surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently for him. Number one, trust more instead of trying harder. Oh man, when I was doing, you know, the trying to lose weight in between babies and nursing and whatever, because man, when I nursed, I was like, oh, I can eat whatever I want. And especially after the first child, you know, the nurses told me, you know what? It's okay. You can eat what you want. Because you're going to lose weight. I never lost the weight. I was totally opposite of everything that they said would happen. I was like, how fair is that? So I just would throw up my hands in the air. I'm like, okay, when I'm done nursing, I'll focus on losing weight. And for a couple months, I started to lose a little bit. And then guess what? I got pregnant. And I was like, okay, Lord, is there a pattern here? I began to see something happening like that. And I'm like, okay, I got to nurse like forever. Five babies later, over 210 pounds later, where was I getting myself? Nowhere fast. No diet, no exercise routine was helping me until I stopped trying to control everything. Instead of trying harder, I trusted more. And I surrendered the moment to God. You see, we've got to be in the moment. Not thinking about trying to plan out your whole week. Yes, it's good to know maybe what workouts you're going to do over the week. Maybe your grocery list, kind of what your meal planning is. But if you have to sit there and plan, at 2 o'clock this is going to happen on Tuesday, December 27th. If you sit here and plan everything out, you're going to drive yourself batty. Trust more instead of trying harder. Number two, let go and let God work. When you don't want to get up in the morning, how many times has that happened to you? And you're trying to get on the schedule of working out. So I tried to do that all on my own years and years and years and years and years ago. Yeah, it didn't happen. The kids would get me up. I'd be nursing one baby. Or we would stay up too late doing something at church, volunteering, wouldn't get home till 9 o'clock or so. Kids aren't asleep till 10. I'm staying up till 11, 11:30, maybe 12. Hubby gets up at 5. I'm exhausted. I'm like, if the kids are going to sleep in, I'm sleeping until they wake me up. Because otherwise, I didn't get sleep. Most of the time, I was working off of 4 hours of sleep. And I had convinced myself and my body that that was okay. It wasn't doing me any good. It was just raising my cortisol level. My stress was out, you know, over the top, out of the roof. It was expanding and growing. I was miserable, but didn't know it. I convinced myself otherwise. Let go and let God work. So when I started to let go, I was like, okay, Lord, you got this. I don't, but you do. So remember those mornings when you wake up and you know you have to go exercise, right? And the alarm goes off and you're laying there going, yep, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm just going to lay here. Have a chat with God instead. Begin to pray with him and ask him, God, what would you do? I promise you, your thoughts will soon lead you to where you are to go. And then when you're done working out, yeah, that's where you'll be. I'm just saying. 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes later, you're going to give God a high five and say, thanks, dude, for a great workout. We did it. You're going to feel so awesome because you did it. You see, surrender the moment to God. So that's day one. Day two comes along. You're like, you know, in day one, maybe at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, yes, I did it. I'm so going to conquer day two. Day two comes along. You turn off the alarm. I don't want to get up. So what do? Surrender the moment to God. Let it go. Have a chat with him and see how he begins to move in your life. When I surrendered to him, he woke me up. I didn't even need an alarm clock. I got up when my body woke up. I went to bed when I was tired. And I was like, this is amazing. I would get up and I would run and do my workout before the children would even wake up. Before my husband even went to work. I got the job done. But it wasn't me, it's we got the job done. Let it go and let God work. Number three, step out in faith. You got to step out in faith. If you're trying to control it all, do it all, be the Miss Perfectionist that you so desire that you are, and your accomplishments are yours alone, you are going to fail fast. Yes, you have to do the work. You're the legwork on this earth. But the Holy Spirit is within you. He's doing the work right with you. So step out in faith knowing that he's right beside you. I don't remember the statement exactly that I made. We were having a casual conversation. And I said something, and my husband was around, and I said something to the gist of, oh, well, you know, God is present, you know, when I need him. And my husband chimed in, and he says, no, he's not. He's present all the time. You see, I was just kind of generally talking. I know he's here all the time. But you see, are you buying into false promises? The false promises that you're speaking to yourself. Those are the ones that do the most damage to us as an individual. When you begin to step out in faith, not only will you grow your relationship to Christ, but you'll be building a stronger, healthy foundation, one that what God can work with. That's when dreams become his reality. What reality do you want to live in? The one that you control or the one he controls? Surrender the moment to God. So today I ask you, are you buying into false promises? Those promises that failed you. Or that you have failed yourself. It's kind of a harsh reality, isn't it? It's just checks and balances. But one that if we really want to get healthy, we have to look at the overall portion of what we're doing within our mind, body, and spirit. And the mechanics of our physical well-being, our nutrition, and our fitness comes from us not controlling everything, but surrendering the moment to God. So today I want you to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Now, there's two ways I want you to take aim. Number one, if you're sitting there going, I've been putting this off and I keep feeling this nudge in my stomach, click on the link, take aim. Let you and I have a talk. It's free. I promise you, I don't sell to you. And it's one thing, if I advertised who I spoke to, all the different calls that I've had, I guarantee you all of them would tell you, she never mentioned or tried to sell me anything. That's not my job there. My job is to serve you right where you're at. So maybe you're buying into your own false promises. Or maybe it's something else within your wellness and you want to talk. Let's start there. Now, I can't guarantee you that we'll get you in before January 1st of 2017. But we will get you in January. I do promise you that. And for those of you who have tried to make contact with me, I've had a few oopsies, meaning this is a virtual communication, right? We're online. Sometimes you send an email and I don't get it. It goes into never, never land. Sometimes, yes, it ends up in my spam, in my junk. When it does, I do check those. But if for some reason you do not hear from me, that doesn't mean I'm ignoring you. And I apologize for that. But I do not personally have control of the internet. Now, I would love that control. Would that not be awesome? But I don't have that control. So if you don't hear from me, don't think that I'm pushing you off. I am not. I promise you that. If you know my heart and you hear my heart every day, please, I beg you, reach out again. Because I have had a few oopsies where people have sent me things and I found out later that I just never received them. So I do want to serve you. So, you know, as much as I want to make everything perfect, we're talking about online and some things just kind of disappear into thin air. Now, that also goes for the newsletter. Some of you have already signed up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. If you haven't, you need to go to createyournow.com and do that. Okay. For a couple reasons. Number one, you want to be on the newsletter because that's where you get important information, because I want to leave you with some food for thought. A lot of you have told me and said, Christiane, I need help. And I've been listening to you for a few months, maybe a year, maybe you've been with me from the very beginning. You're like, I want to work with you, but my finances are very tight. I don't think I can afford what you're charging. You can see my charges online. I don't hide that. And yes, it is expensive to coach with me. Actually, it's cheaper than most coaches. But for me and what I give you, the value I give you, those are my rates for a one-on-one coaching. However, God and I have been having a talk about surrendering, okay? This is full, raw honesty here. And it's me having to surrender moment by moment. I need to tell you that something's coming up around the corner January of 2017. It is exciting. It's scaring the pants off of me. But it's something that's going to be very affordable to everyone who wants to be able to work with me. And not just this thing of you hear my voice. It's wonderful that we can communicate like this. And this will continue. Our podcast is going to continue right now. It's not going away. But you see, when I can be specific to your needs, to Pam's needs, to Tiffany's needs, to Jack's needs, to Heather's needs, that's when it becomes life-changing. And that's what we're looking at doing. One step leads to your miles of greatness. So your food for thought today is, if you aren't already connected to the newsletter, you haven't already signed up for it, you want to make sure you go and do that, because the announcements will come in the newsletter and also on this podcast in the next few days. I do not have a date yet. Like I said, I am finalizing that. Between the family and God and myself, we're having a discussion as to what will work. And I got to tell you, I am scared. I don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? I know when I surrender to God, He's in control. And I have done many things over the years and promised and bought into my own false promises. Oh, I can do this. I can make this better, but it has nothing to do with me. It's all about God, how it's going to soar or whether it's going to fall flat. I would much rather soar on wings like eagles and let God take the helm. Are you trying to buy in to your false promises? Are you ready to let God take control? Surrounding yourself with women who love you, who support you, who will lift you up. When you begin to stop looking at struggles when they happen, you don't just see the obstacles, but you see the unexpected opportunities. God's got this, and He's carrying you. But you need to surrender the moment to God. Will you do that today and stop buying into false promises? When you do that, I promise you, your wellness, your healthy foundation will soar. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.